Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Sponsored by Virgin Mobile. We'll tell you when your phone is paid off. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Later this month, 37 finalists from around the country are going to compete for the coveted title of Miss Ireland 2022. But what would it be like to compete in such a challenging, competitive process if you suffered with a chronic fatigue condition? Well, 20-year-old early year student at UCC and Miss Ireland finalist Miss Cork East Chloe McCarthy was diagnosed with ME when she was 16, and she joins me now. Chloe, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great this morning. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Now, Chloe, people might not realise how many people actually deal with ME in Ireland. There's 12,000 people in Ireland with ME. Can you tell me how it affects you?
Yeah, it's really difficult. It affects every single person differently because you have a lot more. There's severe cases and less severe cases of ME. So the symptoms do vary per person. But for me personally, some of the symptoms for me are like extreme fatigue, muscle and joint pains, headaches, cognitive dysfunction, sleep disturbances. And it is really difficult. Like a lot of day-to-day activities are a lot more of a struggle for me than any other normal 20-year-old.
Like what kind of day-to-day activities?
Like on a bad day, even showering would like take a lot of energy. But on a good day, like going to school and stuff, it is a lot, like, it's much more difficult for people with ME. I had, in secondary school, I did have, like, reduced hours and I couldn't last a full day in school. And same with college now, really.
And, Chloe, I mean, I had no idea that ME kind of had, like, what you've just described there, a bit of a sliding scale in terms of severity of how it affects different people. So how did you know initially that something was wrong if it's in such a, you know, it's not textbook tick the box, it's a different thing for each person. So when did you start to realize, I think there's something going on here?
Yeah, when I was about 15 or 16, I started feeling like very sick. I was always very, like, active growing up. I played sport all through my teenage years and I played football, soccer for Cork, and my energy just started getting so low. Like, I couldn't get out of bed. I was always in pain and I just didn't feel like myself. And it took a long, long time to get diagnosed with ME because there is no, like, proper test for it. They have to rule out everything else first. So it is a long process to get actually diagnosed with it. But I was told a lot of the time that that it was all in my head and that I was lazy. So it was really frustrating for me when you just know there's something wrong with you. You just know, like.
And was that friends or was it family or doctors that were telling you were lazy?
It was like doctors, sometimes my teachers. Like, it's just a lot of people with ME experience a lot of disbelief because it is an invisible illness. So doing Miss Ireland, like, I really wanted to spread awareness that just because you look okay on the outside doesn't mean that you are on the inside.
And Chloe, you were talking there about how you were very active in your teenage years and then suddenly you just started to lose your energy. Did that happen very suddenly or was it a gradual process where you were just kind of starting to feel more tired over time and it got worse and worse? Or was there a kind of moment in time where you just thought, I just can't get out of bed anymore?
It was kind of gradual for me because when I was like, I was only 15 years of age, so I just kept trying to push through the tiredness because I didn't think there was anything wrong with me. I thought I was just tired. But that just didn't work because with ME, if you just push through it, you crash. So it is like, it's a lot about managing your energy. If you do crash, like you could be in bed for weeks. So you do, like, as I got older now, I realized like I can't play sports anymore. And I had to like give up a lot of things I really love doing because I have to prioritize like what I need to get done, like go to college and all this stuff. So it did really happen gradually for me, I think, because I did keep trying pushing through it and it did make me worse in the end. It kept making me sicker the more I tried to push through it.
And were your friends understanding, at least, Chloe? Were you able to talk to them about how you were feeling and what was going on? And I mean, I'm assuming as a teenager and you start to go out at the weekends, have nights out, going into town or to discos, whatever, were they there for you?
Well, it was really difficult when for anyone to be there for me when I really did not know what was going on with myself. Like, no one really knew what was going on. And they didn't really understand. They're a lot more understanding now that we're older, but growing up, like, they just didn't. It was really difficult for everyone, really, trying to understand what was going on with me.
And so what would you say to somebody then who is maybe in their teens and is feeling like there's something going on with them and people around them don't understand?
Yeah, I don't really know. Like, it's really hard. Because growing up in your teens, like, is really difficult anyway. Like you always have, like, fights with your friends, and, like, it's just a confusing time anyway. So this, on top of all that, was just really difficult to, like, understand and come to terms with.
So what would a bad day be like for you then? And I mean, how would you describe a bad day?
It would be mostly just me in bed all day, really, doing nothing. Just trying to rebuild back up my energy. So if you do, like, crash, it's basically like you have to stay in bed until your body's ready. Like, it's a lot of pain as well. It's really like you're so tired, but you just can't sleep either, which is really frustrating because you're just so tired, but you just can't sleep and you're just in so much pain and then your head is sore. And it's very life altering, to be fair.
And is there treatment for that?
No, there's not currently. That's why I wanted to raise some money for the Irish ME Association, because any money that goes towards it will go towards research, which is so needed, because there's nothing for people with ME for pain management or anything like that, which there needs to be.
There's nothing for pain management?
No, not really, no. I've tried a lot of different things like acupuncture and stuff, but nothing really seems to help, and everyone's different, so acupuncture could work for some people, but I haven't found anything that really works for me yet.
And it might be a stupid question, but did you get angry? Did you get a bit pissed off about that?
Yeah, like, it's very hard not to. Like, it's just, even the whole diagnosis process, like, taking so long and no one believing me, like, it was just absolutely ridiculous. And we really had to fight, like, for all these tests and stuff. And the symptoms are very like Lyme's disease. So I did get bitten by a tick when I was in Australia when I was about 15. So I was pushing for that as well, but they weren't having any of it. I did go to infectious diseases in the Mercy too to get tested for Lyme's disease there, but it actually wasn't Lyme's disease in the end.
So, Chloe, a lot of people would be wondering, when it takes such a toll on you, what made you want to do then the Miss Ireland pageant?
Well, I entered Miss Ireland because when I was, like, I was so young when I got diagnosed, it really just knocked me, and I was in bed all the time and I didn't get to go out with my friends as much. So it really just made my confidence so low in myself. And that was the main reason I did enter Miss Ireland, was just to build myself back up and try to get my confidence back. Was being able to do that while also spreading awareness for ME and raising funds for research is just amazing. Because I was on 96 FM and I did an article on the Daily Mail, and the amount of people that are after texting me, like, thinking they have ME and they don't know what to do is just amazing. So I am helping people, so it's just such a good opportunity.
And how can people help then if you're trying to fundraise? Is there somewhere where people can go to donate?
Yeah, I have a GoFundMe up on all my social medias for people to donate it.
So what's your social media?
I have it up on my Instagram, which is Chloe McCarthy Zero, and I have it up on my Facebook, which is just Chloe McCarthy.
And listen, I mean, I'd love if there is other people out there who are dealing and living with ME and want to get in touch with us and let us know if there's anything that's worked for them in terms of managing it, and they want to help spread anything that's a positive. We'd love you to get in touch on 51552. Chloe, tell us about Miss Ireland for those of us who don't know much about it. Like, what do you have to do? What's it involve?
It involves so much. It involves like raising for charities, and it's just, it's so amazing. Just like all the confident women that just come together and they do this pageant, and like they get to raise funds for so many different charities and spread awareness, and also just empower each other, because at the, like, this day and age, there's a lot of like negative comments towards like young women and on social media, which can be so toxic.
So have you made new friends, Chloe?
Sorry?
Have you made any new friends?
Yeah, loads. It's so amazing. Like, it's just, I have new friends from all over Ireland, and it's just unreal.
Oh, well, listen, the best of luck with it. Thank you for, because I know your schedule is very busy at the moment, so I really do appreciate you coming on and talking about ME with us this morning, helping spread awareness. And again, if people want to donate, all the funds raised go directly to the cause. It's idonate.ie/Chloe McCarthy. Chloe, the best of luck and well done you. Keep fighting the fight, and we will talk. If people get in touch with us, we'll let you know what they say in terms of the management of ME, okay?
Thank you so much.
That was 20-year-old Miss Cork East Chloe McCarthy, who's taking part in the Miss Ireland pageant in Castlebar on the 20th of August. And she was diagnosed with the chronic fatigue condition ME when she was just 16. And as I said at the top of that conversation, you might not realise it, but there are 12,000 people in Ireland who have ME. And so it's a lot of people. And Chloe very eloquently put that it was a silent disease. You know, there's, you might not be able to tell by looking at her that she's dealing with it, but she is. And I think what I will take from that conversation is that it's very important to believe people when they say they're feeling a certain way. Don't pass judgment.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.